This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If you're a parent, you're going to give an account for the way you raised your children in some respects. That's kind of scary for all of us. If you're a husband, you're going to have to give an account for the way you treated your wife. If you're a wife, you're going to give an account for the way you treated your husband. If you're a parent, how you related to your children. If you're a child, how did you relate to your parents? We're all going to have to give an account for our lives. And that's the message of verse 2. I want to bring up another verse here, verse 8. If we could jump down to verse 8. The master commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd or wise, skillful in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. That's the only time I know in Scripture where Jesus sort of says something negative about people like you and me, believers. That sometimes the people in the world are wiser in the way they deal with one another than people of the light, people who are believers in Christ. And the Lord wants us to learn some lessons about acting wisely for the kingdom of God and doing things in the right way. Now, the most frightening verse in this passage is one of the most frightening verses in the Bible. It's verse 10. Let's bring that up. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. How much can the Lord trust you with? What's your honesty level in terms of what the Lord knows about you or me? I don't know if the company still exists. Nobody knew this in the first service. There used to be a company called the Nash Calvinator Corporation. I don't even know what they make or what they made. All I know is that years ago, they had a president by the name of Clay Doss, D-O-S-S. Clay Doss had a 7-year-old son. Clay Doss said his 7-year-old had a $20 bill to spend and he wanted to go to a magic store. He took his son to this particular magic shop. They bought a couple of tricks. Clay Doss said the clerk, the woman who waited on them, was one of the rudest people he'd ever seen in his life. She grabbed the money out of the son's hand. She threw the merchandise at him. Didn't thank them, just was one of the rudest business people he'd ever dealt with. He was really stunned by her rudeness. When they got out in the car after the purchase was made, the son was holding up his change and said, "Dad, she gave me $3 more than she was supposed to, but she deserved it. She was so mean to us. She deserved it." And Clay Doss said, "I told my son, her rudeness and meanness has nothing to do with this issue. You walk back in there and hand her the $3. Tell her what happened." And the son protested, "No, she was mean. She was rude." And he said, "No, you don't understand. This is a separate issue. Her rudeness is wrong. Her meanness to you was wrong, but you don't want to do something dishonest in keeping this money. Take it in." Clay Doss said he forgot about the incident. Months went by. He overheard his 7-year-old son playing with one of his friends, another 7-year-old in the house one day, and he heard his son say to the other 7-year-old these words, "I've got the honestest dad in the whole world. I've got the honestest dad in the whole world." Clay Doss said this with tears in his eyes. He said, "I've gotten medals from the military in the war. And I don't know which war it was, Korea or Vietnam, one of the two." He said, "I've been honored with business honors. I've had business success. But there is no greater honor for me than to have my son say, I've got the honestest dad in the whole world." The Lord says this, if you can be trusted with little, you probably can be trusted with a lot. If you're dishonest with a little, you're probably going to be dishonest with much. That's the lesson.
Well, this message from Luke 16 continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. Be sure and look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.